Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For breakfast, there's usually muesli.
Who wants the muesli? He eats usually.
It's Alpen.
A-L-P-E-N.
Hello, listener. Now, a lot of you know that me and Chris love a good hearty breakfast. That is because we subscribe to Amuse.com. Every single month, Amuse.com will send you 10 different types of muesli for the small fee of $59.99. Now, get online, go to www.amuse.com and join their subscription now and say we sent you and they'll give you 10% off. Do it. Do it today. All right, Chris.
Hello.
Let's start.
Let's go.
Was that a proper advert?
Yeah, it is. If anyone does get in with Amuse, they're amazing. They do different types of muesli. They've got raisins, they've got currants, they've got oats. They've got all the muesli from Amuse.com. So go on, do it. Do it today.
I love podcast adverts because they're so fake. Look at me. I've just got my new bollock clamps. I love them. I use them every day. If you use the promo code SmallScreenNaughties, you can get some bollock clamps with the hurt your bollocks. I always use them. Or blokes going, yeah, I've got lipstick. I love lipstick. It's brilliant. Come on, let's have some lipstick.
Who's selling lipstick? What podcast have you been listening to going, oh, do you know what? I really love Maybelline. Sign up now to get 50% off all Maybelline products.
Maybe she's born with it.
There's quite an elderly man who was doing a podcast who was talking about, what's the company called?
The old Manscaped, yeah, the bollock shavers.
Manscaping. And I was like, no.
The manscaping's a weird one, isn't it? Because everyone likes to think that you'd have your own clippers for down there. But let's be honest, we all know what clippers are clipping down there, don't we? We all know what we're shaving down there with, the same ones that touch the face. There is no man in the history of the world who hasn't looked and thought, you know what, I wonder what it looks like if I shave all that off, and then looks down there and regrets it instantly.
This has gone in a weird place. I didn't think it would go.
It has, talking about products that we will never get sponsored by. And can I just say, I really love gold.
We'll be sent
Iron
gold.
Brew. If we get a sponsorship by gold, or if we had an Iron Brew sponsorship, I'd probably quit. That's all I want.
Yeah, but you couldn't quit because then you'd have to keep the Iron Brew people happy, and then they're very old people to keep happy.
What, the Iron Brew people? Well, why'd you say that?
They are.
Why'd you say it with a look in your eye like you've had a falling out with the Iron Brew people?
They're just
the good people at bar.
I just know.
Hashtag bar. I just. Do so. You've had a busy time away, haven't you? I hope you've all enjoyed listening to Jurassic Park part 1 and 2, because Chris has been on his hollybobs, haven't you? You've been away. Where did you go?
No. That was a two-parter. We did it over 2 weeks. Don't spoil the illusion.
Anyone who listened to that will know it's not a two-parter.
What the only problem that I forgot was that we didn't put a proper intro at the beginning of the second episode, like doing an advert and saying hello. We just started off again. So it's quite obvious that it was not meant to be two parts. Yes, I went to Coombe Haven Holiday Park and I didn't have any Wi-Fi, so we couldn't do this.
Yeah, there was many a time of you just showing me pictures of the local petrol station that you were walking to nick their Wi-Fi.
In their venues, you can have the Wi-Fi, but the only other place was near the petrol station where I could get BT internet for like 5 minutes.
And it would have been quite off-putting recording this and just having the bingo going on in the background.
Or hearing petrol being poured.
Or both.
I had a weird old time. I met one of the mascots.
Who did you meet?
The dolphin one.
The dolphin one.
But I had a weird experience with it. They came up to us to stroke the dog and...
That's not what the blowhole's for.
I believed that the dolphin was real. I thought it was a real dolphin. Because the way she was speaking to him, I thought... And then afterwards, was like, there's a bloke in there, or a woman. That is not real. But the way they were going, no, Charlie, maybe he's nervous, the dog. And I was like, yes, Charlie. And like, oh, has that never happened to you? Have you never forgotten that there's someone inside a costume? The look on your face is no, you haven't. Yeah.
Usually when I'm sat backstage and they've gone out for 2 hours, and damn, Simon's been out there for 2 hours dressed as a dragon. I think it's good, isn't it, when you believe that they're real. I think you believe that Charlie is a real thing. Is it Charlie the dolphin?
I think so.
They feel real though, don't they?
I don't think it was
even
down...
kids know they're not, but they feel real, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it wasn't down to Charlie. It was the person with him just talking to him. And I was like, afterwards I was like, you're so stupid. How did you not think that there's a very hot person in there?
And also, as well, it's quite hard to believe if it's a dolphin of all creatures, because why would they be walking through a holiday park? They should be in the sea.
Don't spoil it.
Did you meet any other characters on your journey through the holiday park who you believe were real?
I heard the singing cleaner next door that was singing I'll Have You Naked by the End of This Song was one point that she was singing very loudly.
That's nice. A few alarm bells going off at that point. I think with the mascots as well, like, it always helps if it's a good one. Like, a dolphin, that's a good one. I remember years ago, there was one called Someone the Maggot.
The Maggot.
And it was just this horrible, like, remember when everything was gross and like, guns, gross. And that was the thing. And I think it was like Miles the Maggot or something, because it needs to start with the same letter as the animal. Yeah, it's the worst costume I've ever seen, next to the Papa John's pizza slice.
I saw three legends going home on their scooters. They were three kids.
Yeah.
And one of them fell over outside our caravan. And one of them was going, oh, I'm winded. And then one said, oh, no, we've lost our window of opportunity to get home again. We can't do it because we can't get home because Steve can't scoot. And they went off. And I was like, oh, please come back. That made my night, you lot being lost.
Also, the sentence, we've lost our window of opportunity to get home.
Yes, they did. They didn't know where they were going.
Have you ever lost a window of opportunity?
Lots of times.
It sounds like you had a good old time, man. Mascots, kids falling off of scooters.
Yes. And then I went to a wedding with you.
You went to a wedding with me.
Yes.
What a lovely day. I will say, Graham and Becca's special day. It was absolutely lovely. Yeah. What, did you have a nice time at the wedding?
I had some flashbacks.
You had some flashbacks, good. Because I know what's coming up, because there is a picture on my fridge that my wife refuses to take down. And I'll be honest, I'd only had one beer that whole day. And it weren't a beer, it was one brew dog, a small brew dog. And I'll let you continue and then I'll jump in with what actually happened.
I'll tell you what happened. Well, I was on Sunday, I completely forgotten about it. And then they put up a picture of the photo booth. And I remember being sat down and being said, Chris, come here. We're going to have a photo with our tops off. Come on, come over here and take your top off and join us. And I looked at you like, you can shove off. And I watched you two having the picture taken. And then next day I was like, did that happen? Did they actually I've not seen the photo online. It's on the fridge, apparently.
Well, I will send it to you shortly. But you had a few sherbets at this point, and we got you over to the photo booth and thought, well, what better way to do it than to get everyone in the bar to chant, take it off, take it off. And you didn't. I'll be honest, you hung on to those clothes. I mean, come on. Sometimes you've just got to take off your top and have a photo.
You didn't ask Dave D to join, did you?
I didn't ask Dave to take his top off. No, like, because Chris, we wanted you in that photo. We wanted a legend of the circuit in that photo.
Yeah, but where's that photo going to go? Where is it going to circulate on the internet?
What, are you worried about the repercussions?
Yeah, I don't want the headline, the tops off boys, going around the internet of the...
Where would there be a headline, the tops off boys, heading around the internet? Where? What, in the Ashford Herald or something like that? Where's that going to end up?
You don't know. You don't know with like.
I don't know. And to be honest, I'd put it. I'm proud of that photo. Proud. I'm wearing a top hat, and Graham's playing a ukulele to cover his boobs, and it's a beautiful, beautiful photo. And you could have been in that, but no. Oh, I'm not giving it to peer pressure. I shouldn't take my clothes off just because people tell me to. Just because a group of people at the bar are saying take it off.
If this week we can't. I can't get a photo for Don't Scare the Hair. Can I use that as the podcast photo?
You want to use the podcast? I will send it to you. No, actually, that will be the photo for it.
All right.
I am 110% with you on this. That is the photo. I've got no shame in who I am.
Yeah, and if it isn't, listeners, this is the bit where I asked him and he said it would be and it wasn't.
I could go and get the photo now. Do you want me to go and get it now?
No, it's all right.
Did you see the photo?
I did see the photo.
Did you see how magical it was?
Yeah. I'm annoyed he wasn't more drunk and he wouldn't have just regretted it the next day and gone, what were we doing? How did he have his braces with him?
He just had them on. He was ready with the braces. Because Graham knows, when someone says, take your top off, let's have a photo, he just does it. He doesn't question the situation. He doesn't ask, is it going to be bad for me? He doesn't think about his publicity, about the photo circulating in a world that you live where something's going to happen.
You didn't ask any of the girls to take their tops off?
I did not ask any of the girls to take their tops off, no. Because for once, it was a beautiful moment with beautiful people.
Yes. I also remember during the wedding that apparently I'm going to get more money from this because your missus decided that it was unfair.
She did indeed. And also, I'm glad that you remembered that in your state, that was the one thing you remembered, that you were getting slightly a few more quid out of this. How are we doing the cut now?
I don't know. 90-10, isn't it? That sounds fair.
It's gone very quiet. Wow. Well, let's not discuss that now.
It's the same as it always was. You still tribute the same amount of stuff.
I do. And in some ways, less.
Well, don't say that, because then I will cut it.
No. It's all good. But it was a lovely day, man. I thought it was an absolutely beautiful wedding. We did mariachi.
I'd like to apologise for anything I've said during the wedding.
I don't think you were that bad.
I thought I might have said something that I shouldn't have said.
No, I don't think you said anything you shouldn't have said. I don't know.
I didn't stay look after you went, because I'd get my trainer.
How did Dave get on? Like, because I went to the toilet at one point. I sat on the toilet. And heard music playing, and then all I could hear over it was Dave's voice.
What, singing?
The toilet was underground.
What, singing In the Name of Love?
In the Name of Love!
Your voice even had echo then when you did that.
It did. I've got natural reverb, mate. It comes to you after a while. Yeah, it was just a really great day. Just a really great day. And how did you feel the next day?
Awful.
Good. That was a good wedding.
And guess what?
What?
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow.
Hey. It's your brother's wedding.
The brother's wedding tomorrow.
Wow, this is exciting. Where's that?
Maidstone.
Maidstone. This should be known as Wedding Cast, where we just talk about weddings.
No, let's talk about Don't Scare the Hair.
Come on then, who would you most like to visit us in the forest? Katy Perry? No? Cheryl Cole? Fiona Bruce?
Yeah, weirdly, I'm totally with you.
Hi, I'm Jason, and I live in an underground forest with a hare. Now and again, I invite some visitors to pop down to our little world and do some really odd jobs. And if they do them well, they could earn themselves a phenomenal amount of British pounds. They've just got to remember one golden rule.
Because I watched it,
yes.
And we might as well talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah. This is
shit.
Don't scare the hair. Falls into that category of this was clearly on when I used to get ready to go out.
This happened quite not very long ago, I don't think. I think it was like 2010.
Well, I remember seeing the promo pictures for it and thought, oh, that's clearly a Japanese idea. Will it work with a British format? Spoiler, no. There was a few bits on it where I'm watching it back. One, the robot looks really good. I think the hair looks awesome.
No, he doesn't.
You're not a fan of the hair?
Oh, 2011. One series.
Hold on. Only one series?
Yeah.
Well, what didn't you like the robot?
He's not cute enough for my liking. I want a cuter rabbit.
Would you prefer fluff on it?
No, I prefer Charlie. Charlie from Coombe Haven. Put him in.
Have you secretly got like a Charlie like plush toy behind you?
No, I haven't. It's a British television game show produced by Endemol.
Endemol. It's weird as well because it's that thing where British television game shows are very much question based in this country or skill. But this whole thing was literally that old. Remember that game you used to play where someone pretended to be asleep and you had to go around without waking them up? It was that, but with an electronic rabbit.
You mean Operation?
I mean Operation, yeah.
This program...
But with a massive rabbit.
This program was scheduled to have a 9-episode run, was taken off after 6 because of poor ratings. The remaining 3 episodes were rescheduled to be broadcast in October 2011, yes.
That's when you know it's good. But also, I feel bad for the guy, like, presenting it.
But Jason Bradbury. From
Jason
the Addict
Bradbury.
Show.
This was clearly his step-out performance, weren't it?
I'm Jason, and I live in a underground forest. Was it underground? Yeah, underground forest. And you could win British pounds before Brexit.
It's an exciting thing. It's like the intro, I think they spent a lot of money on.
Nothing else.
And nothing else. And the rabbit. Obviously, the rabbit cost quite a few quid. I just thought the technical aspects of it. If electronic rabbit, how many times do you think that broke down during performances?
I didn't like the fact that when it went mad, it was obviously a cutaway shot and it wasn't actually going mad in the studio. They probably went, yes, reset. Go on, Brian. Don't make the rabbit run around again.
Go on, keep it. No, don't scare the hare. Make sure you don't even go near it on this one. The thing that I noted is when they were talking to the contestants and clearly weren't an audience in that room because they dubbed sound effects over them.
Okay. How are you, Karima, qualified for that?
Well, I work with people, my beauty therapists, so my job is to make them feel relaxed and calm.
I'm getting that sense of calm. And what about you, Sammy?
I'm actually a DJ.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
So you bring a little bit of street to the group, yeah?
A bit of coolness as well, I think. I'm not saying you're not cool, but, you know. And also, I do a bit of Thai boxing.
Oh, do you? Martial arts?
Side, yes, I do.
Could you show me a bit of a...
If you're brave enough, I'll
show
it to
you. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Let's do it. Come on, man. You only got two of the one.
Oh, no. Hey,
sorry about that.
Thanks for being there for me, though. Barry, what is it that you do?
I'm a property renovator and I basically smash down walls every day.
Hardly something that equips you for not scaring the hare.
That's one way to look at it.
Perhaps I should move on. I've got something for you here. Barry, there
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Thank you.
Karima.
Thank you.
And Sammy.
Thank you.
You're Glaswegians, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to call you the Weegees.
Yes.
Great, OK. Now, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Hello, sir. What's your name and what do you do?
Jason, my name's Kerry, and dare I say, I've been serving in the Royal Marines for 36 years now.
Oh. Wow! How about that? 36 years!
I am the oldest Marine, I think.
Who have you brought with you? Who's in your squad?
Well, my fire team, if you like, is Eve, is my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
This is Eve. And Megan, who's my middle daughter.
Fantastic. So you look like a sort of quite chilled out sort of character,
yeah,
am I right?
I think so, yeah, not too bad.
I should equip you for the game, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I reckon. I mean, I am a nurse, so I can't see me scaring anybody off or anything. Well, at least I hope not, anyway.
Megan, what's your bag?
Well, I'm a waitress, but I'm also a fully qualified plumber.
That's fantastic! I love that! I'm not sure how that's going to help you tonight, but it's great to meet all three of you. I've got something for you. First of all, Kerry.
My carrot.
I feel like calling you sir or
one
officer, Kerry. Megan.
Thank you very much.
And I think I'm going to call you Rambo and Co.
Yay!
Oh, yes, music that they had. Apart from, there was no one, there's no, they said I'm a plumber. And they didn't have a song for a plumber. I thought, Super Mario?
What would you, yeah, that's where I went at first. I can't think of what else is used for plumber. You don't need anything else for plumber, do you?
No, that's it. Do, 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 do. Or the Super Mario theme.
I don't need to do the Mario theme. Everyone knows what it sounds like.
Let's-a-go!
Let's-a-go!
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back.
I was a bit annoyed the rabbit didn't talk. The hare. It's a hare.
Let's clarify,
it is a hare. If Wallace and Gromit has taught us anything, there is a vast difference between rabbits and hares.
Now, he's the hare, but Jason kept calling him hare. And I was like, well, no, call him the hare.
The hare. So he's Mr.
Hare.
Would he be Mr. Hare or would he be the hare?
I don't know. I've never seen any of his correspondence before.
The hair. It's like Mario. Mario. It's got too many like similarities for my liking. And they're both from Japan.
One team's called the Ouija's, and the other team is called Rambo and Co.
Right, and also this is a skill that I thought I'm going to take into my wheelhouse of not letting the team name themselves. I'm going to name you. You're the cunts. Do you know what I mean? It was just such a weird thing of going Rambo and Co.
Yeah, but have you watched Only Connect and heard the rubbish names that they come up with?
Yeah, I have watched Only Connect. I love the way you threw that in there. Have you watched Only Connect like me, Chris? Smart, intelligent Chris watching Only Connect.
I don't get any answers on there at all. Or University Challenge.
I always get like really obscure ones where I think I only know that because I watched something once. It's weird, isn't it? It's like I shouldn't be watching it. It's not for me.
Catchphrase, boom, I'm in.
Catchphrase, oh, mate.
Even if I'm not watching it properly, I go, too many cooks spoil the broth. Like, how do you get that? I don't know, because there's a chef in there.
And also, I think the comic mind does it. Every time they have a comedian on the celebrity version, they always do well.
I think because some of them basically could be my jokes. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Are you suggesting you've stolen all your material from Catchphrase?
If they ever have Puss in Boots on there, I'm suing. I'm on to you, yeah. Mulhern.
Mulhern will be fuming that you've been nicking his material. He stays up all night writing them.
He takes all night going on Wikipedia and searching his jokes. That's what he does. Yeah, come on, Mulhern. Come on.
Of all the people you're going to call out, you're going to call out Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, come on.
I would love to see that fight. He'd kill you.
See, now, in Saturday Night Takeaway, he's the one who's, like, been taking the mickey out of by Anton Deck. But then he's with someone else, then he's the daddy. He knows where the bollies are buried. Right, anyway.
He used to, in his show, when it was at a certain holiday park, have this bit where a family game show bit, and there was a gorilla that used to jump out at the audience members and the family to scare him as they walked off.
Mm.
And he's walking around it in the rehearsal so they knew where the gorilla was. But just for his own amusement, he'd move the gorilla later on in the day so someone dressed up would come from the other side and scare the crap out of them. And it was one of the best things I'd ever seen. I love Stephen Mulhern. Amazing actor.
I do like
entertainer. I don't think he gets enough love.
I like him, but come at me, Mulhern. Come on.
Why don't you have someone come at you who is a bit of a dickhead? What's he going to come at you with? Beanbags?
He might do.
For a little bit. Might he?
You leave my new best friend alone.
I don't leave your new best friend alone. You're falling into that gang. You're going to be gone. I'll see you. After that, it'd be the hot coal gig, where if you don't like the act, throw hot coals at them, burning them, singeing their faces.
Told you, tasers will be next.
The tasers. If someone tells a joke you don't like, taser them.
Yeah.
Nah, free speech is a beautiful thing, but accept the consequences.
So they got some... Oh, Sue Perkins is the voice of the forest.
I wondered who it was, because I thought, I know that voice, but did not then research who it was. So thank you for clearing that up.
Alarm clocks. And she said that he looked like... He got like ginger hair and he was in a sleeping bag. And she said he looked like a deep-fried Cilla Black. What?
Meanwhile, the contestants have to do all of this wearing an outfit that makes them look like a boil-in-the-bag Cilla Black.
Sue, come on. You can't just call someone a deep-fried Cilla Black.
I think it was deep-fried.
Cilla Black. And also, was Cilla still with us then?
I think so.
If not, it'd be a surprise! Surprise!
Don't have a go at Cilla.
I'm not having a go at Cilla.
Are you calling out Cilla now?
Well, Cilla Black's dead. I hate to tell you this.
Oh, yeah, she was still with us when she made that comment.
Well, there we go, which makes it a bit more acceptable, isn't it?
Yeah, but we've made it now and she's dead, so I don't know how that works.
Well, I don't know, yeah, but I don't think we're on the same kind of level as Sue Perkins. I think we can get away with a bit more until, obviously, you get famous and then in a few years I'll be like, well, he said this.
Yeah,
and then you want to hear what he said about Stephen Mulhern.
And you should have seen that picture with his top off that he took.
Yeah, but I'm just going to superimpose you into it. Like, I'm going to, like... Find a picture of you, colour it in like flesh coloured, and just stick you on the back.
Would it have been funnier just for me with my top on, just going, just looking at you two like, what are you two doing?
No, we needed the fear. We needed the fear in your eyes. That it would have been hilarious. It would have been brilliant. That photo, right. I don't know why you just insisted on keeping your top on.
So,
I honestly, everyone had their tops off, Chris.
No, they didn't.
Everyone had their tops off.
I've looked at that photo booth. It was only you two.
Well, I only have two. Have you know, in that photo booth, the group before us all had their tops off.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They might have done that, so you got the idea.
Well, it's exactly what happened. And I thought, oh, I can go and see my good friend Chris. He'll be up for some fun. But no, Chris doesn't want to take any clothes off for the sake of a funny photo.
Anyway, don't scare the hare. Did you enjoy...
It would have scared the hare.
Did you enjoy the round names?
No. I don't understand, like...
What? You didn't... You didn't enjoy the pun of the clock round, which was called...
Go on.
Oh, Alarmageddon.
That's a good pun, actually. Yeah, I did enjoy that.
I kept thinking it was Ramadamadingdong, but I thought that can't be what it was.
No, of course it's not. Channel 5, prime time, Ramadamadingdong. I think they were really running out of ideas, because basically, listener, if you don't understand the concept, they just don't, they don't scare the hare, because when the hare gets scared, he goes crazy. But also, I thought it would have been better if someone was dressed as a rabbit, say a really strong, big celebrity.
Yeah,
was dressed as a like a fast big, like say Limpford Christie, right? Just throwing it out there, was dressed as the rabbit or the hare. Once again, I'm calling it a rabbit when it's a hare. I apologise. All the hare fanatics out there is dressed as a hare, and then he chases them. I'm just saying it would be better. I don't need to be a celebrity; just someone fast. Well, maybe the intern,
Limpford Christie.
Yeah,
Big Key from The Office.
Big Key from The Office. I don't think it'll work as well, would it? Because by the time Keith's got up...
It would literally be Keith. God,
don't wake Keith from The Office. There's a better game show where it's all based on don't wake Keith up from The Office whilst trying to juggle knives.
So they did some fishing. No. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Hare was doing some fishing and they had alarm clocks. It's basically the same game three times.
With slightly different scenarios.
Well, the last one was the lighting up to the willy. What?
up to the willy.
No, lighting up the lilies, and they're 18 carats. Ha ha ha! There's a joke.
Lighting up the willy.
Hot hair balloon was one of the rounds as well.
The hot hair balloon. I like that. But also, like, aren't they missing a trick? With I don't know if they could only get hair robots, but. Just calling it bull in a china shop, where it's just a bull in the china shop. Like, does that make more sense?
I think Jim Bowen might still have the patent on it.
The rights to all bulls
all
ever
bulls
existed.
In Jim game Bowen. Shows.
Right. But he'd host it, but not Jim Bowen, obviously. But AI Jim Bowen would host it. And the whole thing would be like to get a bull out of a china shop without breaking anything.
AI's weird. Because at the moment, it's so obvious that it's not real. I don't think anyone would believe that anything is real yet.
Anyone would believe anything is real? Is that, I think you said more about yourself than you'll ever need to say. No, but I get where you're coming from. Like, the pictures, some of them you just look at and think, that's not real. Hmm. It's all a bit Scorpion King, isn't it, from The Mummy Returns?
Yes.
It's not a scorpion, and it isn't The Rock.
It's a PS1 graphics with the Rock's face on it, I mean.
Maybe that could be a game show. Don't scorch the scorpion. You have a flammable suit and you're creeping around him and the thing is not to like scorch the scorpion. I'm just an idea.
I've written down, I don't like the hair. I'm not a fan of the hair.
Okay.
I don't care about the hair.
Brass tacks all of a sudden.
I don't care if he's going fishing and he's going to be worried about the frogs going off. Don't care. Just go away. Just go away, hare.
I think this is the problem with you and the show. I don't know why you've taken such a disliking to an electronic rabbit. I know it's caused you problems in the past, but not so much. It's a hare. Well, why can't I just call them hares? Why is it rabbits? Because
you never say who framed Roger Hare, do you?
No, because he's not. He's a rabbit.
And then they lose one. They lose one team and they play bye bye baby bye bye.
Yeah.
And then the last round, the last thing is
relevant.
The last round is three questions, which I think is too easy, and you get three goes of getting it wrong. It's too easy.
I think they just wanted to give them the money.
Cash and carrots, it's called. And they turn on the hare and say, after all this, we've been protecting you and making sure it doesn't run away. Now we're going to try and catch you. What? Yeah.
Which is a weird concept that it's turned around so quickly.
And they're trying to get the rabbit into the cage. And I've just put, he is no Professor the Cat from Pets Win Prizes.
he is definitely not no Professor the Cat from Pets Win Prizes.
There's two other things. There's As my nan always used to say, you the man. When did his nan say that? No. He also said, we're always going to be here, which I thought, you're not gonna always going to be here.
That is proper manifesting, isn't it? That is going so far into the universe and hoping it's going to come back. We're always going to be here. To say a big thank you to our big sponsor, New Coke.
Recommission.
Come on, then. I'm Jason, and I live in a magic forest with my mate, the Hare. We're always here, so pop down anytime. But just remember our one rule. Don't scare the Hare.
This is the second series.
In the credits, it said that one of the writers was called Richard Easter. So I wonder how he came up with this idea. I can't do a rabbit. Let's do a hare.
Yeah, Richard Easter.
He wanted to do a show about weird? Rabbit.
I just find it weird, though, as well. Like, imagine if everyone had to base their job or what they created on their surname. Like Richard Easter.
You'd be a Tom Jones impersonator.
I would be a Tom Jones impersonator.
I'd be a John Barnes lookalike.
Yeah, a John Barnes. I mean, you'd be turning work away.
I would. It'd also be very problematic trying to black up every time I got a job.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the problem with that. I mean, that is quite problematic in this decade or in any decade. You shouldn't be doing it.
No,
that is a message, listeners. If you are time traveling, don't think it's all right. Don't go back. If time traveling does happen, right? Don't then join in with what they're doing at the time. Remember, you come from a better place. Do you know what I mean? Don't then go back and think, oh, they think it's okay. I can say that word now. No, remember where you're from.
Are you trying to tell me that Mary Whitehouse was a time traveller?
Well, now you say it makes perfect sense. Mary Whitehouse would have been a time traveller.
She went back in time to tell everyone you were doing it wrong. And everyone went, no, Mary. Don't ignore your complaining. And she was going, no, but I'm from 2020.
But also, the problem with Mary Whitehouse as well is she was a massive supporter of Jimmy Savile and said Jim Will Fix It was good, wholesome family entertainment.
All right, I hate her now, and I hope she wasn't a time traveller.
No one could have known. No one could have known Jimmy Savile was a nonce. No one. There was no clues there whatsoever. No clues. It just it's obvious when you look back, and it was obvious then. He creeped me out, mate.
I remember when he died, and everyone kept putting, "Oh, I miss you, Jimmy," and I really didn't like him even before I found out what he'd done. I thought, like your programme. I didn't think you were very good anyway.
He wasn't a good host. He was a hideous human being. I don't think that needs explaining. But you don't watch him and think, wow, this guy's got charisma. This guy's got charm. Oh, how is... Look, watch him drawing in the audience. He just dressed weird and smoked like a pervert.
Smoked like a pervert.
Oh, it's been a long week. Spoke like a pervert. Oh, and now then, show what day.
So, how many carrots are we going to give Don't Scare the Air?
How many carrots? Oh, I like that we're matching it up. I'm going to give it... Out of 10.
Yes.
Well, they've had a go. They've looked at the game show format and thought, you know what? We need a massive hare. I'm going to give them a 5 for effort.
5? I think 4. Take it away.
We'll give it 4.
So let's
lock
it
in.
Don't Scare the Hare with 4.
Can we play Rabbit by Chaz and Dave?
We can, and we'll play it now.
I'm, Yeah, well, so we're playing it to just pretend it's called Hair. I mean, there's not many songs based on Hair. I mean, there's Hair by Little Mix, but I don't really think it's, yeah.
Those hair bands from the 80s, did you call them rabbit bands?
I did call them rabbit bands. I call them rabbit bands.
And on that bombshell, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit. You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. But you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.